Randy Travis, Grateful to Be Alive, where after a near-fatal stroke in 2013, the country music star returns with a new memoir, A Healing Marriage, and Hope. 6 years after the stroke that nearly killed him, Randy Travis still has difficulty speaking, as he and his wife Mary sit holding hands in the den of their Tioga, Texas home. Surrounded by decades worth of his musical accolades, the 60-year-old country icon answers most questions with a simple yeah or no. But it's clear the two have their own unspoken language, and that Randy, who's quick with a smile, especially when he looks Mary's way, doesn't miss a trick or the chance to play one. If you walk out a door, he's probably going to lock it on you, says Mary, who's 60, as Randy laughs beside her. We make it a point to find something to laugh about every single day. That makes all the difference in the world. Even through the tears sometimes of sadness and defeat, you smile. That positive outlook has helped the couple rebuild their life together on this ranch just outside Dallas, a 325-acre spread that they share with two dogs, 12 horses, 4 buffalo, and 55 longhorns. The two communicate via our seventh sense, if you would, says Mary. Our communication is between hearts now and not lips. The prognosis is different for every stroke survivor, she notes, but Randy is still making progress. Each day there's something new that he says or he does. Now Randy is telling his own story with help from Mary as well as his friends and colleagues in a new memoir, Forever and Ever, Amen, a memoir of music, faith, and braving the storms of life. From his upbringing in North Carolina to his start as a cook and nightclub singer in Nashville, the book details all the highs and lows of his life, his 7 Grammy Awards, his 19-year marriage to his former manager, Lib, and their divorce, and the struggles with alcohol abuse that led to his infamous arrest after driving while intoxicated and naked in 2012.